90.1 WFYI, Chalkbeat Indiana, and the Indianapolis Star have teamed up to produce Lost in Translation, a series exploring how immigrant students are being taught in the city's schools and how they're changing the landscape of education policy and curriculum. By 2020, a quarter of all students attending an Indianapolis charter are expected to be an immigrant. Today, WFYI education reporter Eric Weddle looks at three charter schools and how each is taking a different approach to teaching English.
The ethnic restaurants and shops around West 38th Street have become known as the International Marketplace. It's here where many immigrant families are flocking to live. It's also where Mariama Carson, a former Pike Township principal, hopes to open a charter school for students to exclusively speak and learn Spanish half the day and English the other. It's a need, she says, that's not being widely met.
And if kids come into school, you know, second, third grade, even kindergarten, and they have no foundation, it's like, okay, now try to get foundation in a language that isn't even your mother tongue. That's challenging.
Carson hopes to become a beacon for Latino students, just as Enlace Academy, also on the northwest side near Lafayette Square, and Crystal House Academy on the south side. Each school uses a different method of teaching students English, yet both are finding success. Brandon Brown, director of the mayor's charter schools, believes the freedom to innovate allows some charters to create a better environment for immigrant students.
Yes, one of the advantages of charter schools is that they are generally able to be very nimble. You know, so they can choose their own curriculum, they can change their curriculum in the middle of the year if it's not working. They have a little bit more flexibility in terms of who they hire for their staff.
There may even be some evidence now to back Brown up. A new report by Credo, an education research center at Stanford University, found Indianapolis charter schools outperformed the city's traditional public schools for English language learners in both reading and math in past years. But the study and the center has its critics, and some caution basing any policy decisions on one report. On a recent day, Kevin Kubaki, founder of Enlace Academy, walks through a kindergarten class buzzing with chatter as students pick at keyboards and crowd around tables to collaborate. This year, more than half the school, 55%, are Latino English language learners.
This one's teaching reading, so she's picking up short vowel sounds. So sometimes it's just clicking on things, sometimes they have to write. But it always has an objective and always ties back to what their gap is or what they need to learn at that point.
It's called blended learning, a type of personalized high-tech academics that's gaining popularity nationwide. At Enlace, two teachers oversee about 30 students in each classroom. During each day, students in groups of 10 or so split their time three ways, working together, being instructed by the teacher, or hunkered down in front of a computer or iPad.
So what we want to do is create a way for teachers to be able to teach in small groups where they're developing closer knit relationships with their students. Students have more time to speak and interact. And the students are learning at their grade level.
Enlace is too new for the state to give it an A to F grade. But early evidence points to significant academic growth for students who are behind grade level when they enrolled, Kubaki says.
Before we've seen that. Last year, our students on average grew 154%, so just over a year and a half. And this year, we're on pace for the similar growth.
10 miles away on the south side near Garfield Park is Crystal House Academy South, a K-12 campus where English language learners make up nearly a quarter of the students. Immigrants here have made impressive gains in ISTEP and iRead state exams.
So, this is the intervention room.
Carrie Danke, the school's chief academic officer, says educators here use a method called intervention, which allows for a one-on-one and small group instruction based on a teacher's plan with an aide.
She'll talk to Lindsay based on what they're seeing, both the testing data and observations. She'll say, I think these three kids, they can't identify main idea. You know, we're done with that part of the unit. Can you pull them and work with them?
At Crystal House, Danke says, hard work and persistence is the core of teaching students how to speak and read English.
When someone struggles, we don't lower the bar. We look at this and say, okay, so what additional supports do we need to put in place? And we ask families to, let us keep their kids longer. We ask them to go into special programs over the summer.
State test scores at Crystal House during the same time period as the Stanford study were higher than traditional public schools, ranging from IPS in Perry Township to the suburban Carmel for English language learner students. Despite these gains, though, Indianapolis charter schools continue to face closure for academic failures and an uncertain financial future as lawmakers debate funding issues. Yet for Carson, she sees the opportunity to teach new languages to children as a building block for the city.
A child can change a parent. And as parents see the value of the second language with their child, I think you start to see a community that will change in terms of their understanding and appreciation for multilingualism.
For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.
To learn more about Mariama Carson's proposed dual-language charter school, tune in tomorrow for an extended interview. To read and hear other stories in the Lost in Translation series, go to wfyi.org/lostintranslation.